Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining me here. Hello from heaven. Today is May 14, 2024. I'm your hostess, LaDonna Crawford, and I will be bringing to you a short story. I do hope you enjoy it. Cameron was a 35-year-old deacon in Mount Zion Baptist Church. He had been with the church for 5 years. He was doing quite well. He was very happy. He was a single man, had been divorced. He decided he was going to go and visit his parents. Cameron lived in San Francisco, California. His parents lived in Tacoma, Washington. He'd taken that trip so many times, once a year, when he's on his vacation, he would go there. He would drive. He loved the tranquility of driving alone and relaxing. Cameron had been diagnosed with diabetes for a couple of years now. He talked to his mom and dad on the phone as he packed his things for the road trip. He told them he loved them and that he would see them as soon as he could get there. Of course, they told him to not rush, take his time. They wanted to make sure that he got there in peace, in one piece, of course. Once he finished packing his things, he checked out throughout the house. He went around the house. He put the alarms, he set the alarms on, and he made sure he had his food and his clothing and everything that he needed. Then he was on his way. He bought a new CD that he loved. It was gospel. And he was going to play and listen to that. Also had a couple of podcasts that he enjoyed. And he was going to listen to that on his car stereo, Bluetooth, of course. It was a beautiful day. Really was nice. He set out on his trip. He stopped and got a few more items at the neighborhood store. And he was on his way. Cameron, once again, informed his parents and let them know he had actually made it up to the highway and that he would check with them periodically and they were free to welcome to call him if they felt the need. Cameron put in the CD, DVD, and he relaxed. He put his car in cruise control. He had a Range Rover. And he just relaxed, and he just enjoyed the trip. About 200 miles out, he started hearing a funny noise in the car, in the Range Rover. By then, it had gotten dark. He didn't quite know what it could be. He was always taking it to the shop for maintenance purposes. But you know, you never know. Things happen. So he was cruising along. The noise got louder and louder. He'd gotten made into the mountains at that time. All of a sudden, the car started shaking. It started shaking like violently. And the noise became louder. And he's like, oh my gosh. Okay, this is not good. So, he decided he would pull over on the shoulder of the road. And he did just that. He pulled over. And he looked under the hood. He checked everything he could possibly check. And he couldn't find anything wrong. So, he got back on the highway once again. Put on his music. And he relaxed. And he continued on his way. just as he was driving, he reflected on his conversation he had with the pastor of his church. Cameron by no means was perfect, like none of us are. There were some personal issues that he would periodically just discuss with his pastor. Even though he was a Christian, he had some strong beliefs about certain people. He was always advised to not have those beliefs because in the pastor's eyes, he was being judgmental. And we all know that the Bible speaks of the fact that we should not judge others. That's not our place to do. However, he was acknowledging his feelings, those thoughts, and he was trying to work on that. Just as he was coming to the end of his recollection of the conversation he was having with Pastor Jacobs, the car started up again with that noise and the shaking. This time, there was smoke coming from under the hood. He said, oh my God. So once again, he had to pull over. It had gotten dark, and it was quite cold. He pulled over. He went, got his nice heavy jacket and put it on. He says, okay, well, I'm going to have to call AAA, obviously. He reached for his phone, and he picked it up, and he tried to call AAA. However, the location that he was stopped in had no reception for his phone. The battery, however, was fully charged, but there was no reception. Oh my God. He thought, what am I going to do? Well, he says, I'm quite sure there's going to be highway patrol. Someone's coming by. So he sat there in the car. He listened to the music. He decided he would turn it off because he didn't want to have to run a charge his battery out on his vehicle. He sat and sat. And then he said, he realized it was time for his insulin shot. He was diabetic, as I said earlier. He reached in the back seat for his bag of medication, only to discover he had left it at home. He had no insulin. Oh my God. Cameron was worried then. He had to give himself 2 shots of insulin a day, accompanied with orange juice and a candy bar sometimes. He was afraid. He said, I better not panic. It won't help me. He thought to himself. As time went on, no one showed up. There was no highway patrol. There was no other motorist car. And he started to feel ill because he didn't have his medication. Just then, a car pulled up. Oh my God, he's thinking to himself, thank you. The driver pulled over, slowly got out of the car, and walked over and bent down and said, sir, are you okay? Do you need someone? You need me to help? You need to, we should call someone for you. Cameron looked up. And he says, no, thank you. I'm fine. I have someone on the way. But thank you. So the driver told him, okay, be careful. He went back and got in his car and drove off. The truth is, Cameron was not comfortable getting help from this young man. The young man was a young black man. He had braids, dreadlocks in his hair, and Cameron had preconceived ideas about people that looked like that. That was one of the things he was working with the pastor on. He didn't know it, but he had some prejudice tendencies, even though he was a Christian. So he sat down again, relaxed. He started feeling much more worse. Just then, another car pull up. Oh my God, this is it. Thank you, Lord. Because he'd been praying for some help. Once again, the person walked to the window and they asked if they needed help. He says, no, but thank you. I have someone on the way. So the person that just then he realized he had another problem. He was homophobic. He had a prejudiced attitude toward people of the LGBT community. He had strong beliefs about homosexuality. That's another thing that he was talking to the pastor about. Once again, he was not to judge people. So he said, oh my gosh, what am I doing? Two people have come and gone, and I'm still here. And he was feeling very sick, very sick. He started actually having headaches. His vision got blurred. Well, he was pretty sick. He realized he was sick. He actually had to spit up a couple of times. He was sweating profusely. Why hasn't anyone come, man? God, please help me. I'm afraid. He prayed to God. Just then, one more vehicle pulled up. Oh my God, this is, thank you. You've answered my prayer. This time it was a woman. And she said, sir, do you need me to call anyone? Can I help you? And he says, oh ma'am, thank you so much. But I have someone coming. They're on the way now. She says, okay, you be careful out here. So she left. And he was saying, Lord, what is wrong? I can't get help. I can't get help out here. I need help. I need to get off of this road. I need my medication. He said to him, where is the highway patrol? Where is the highway patrol? He checked his phone again. No signal. He started feeling really bad. He was looking around, yet he had no sight. He was losing his vision. Everything went dark. He started shaking violently. He was sweating profusely. Next thing you know, it was just all dark. He opened his eyes wide as he could, and he couldn't see nothing. All of a sudden, he saw a light coming toward him. He says, oh my God, have I died? Just then when he asked that question, he heard a voice. No, no, my son, no, Cameron, you have not died. But you are very ill, you are very ill. It is not your time yet. Lord, is that you? Are you talking to me? If you're talking to me, then I must be dead. No, Cameron, you're not dead. He says, Father, I'm sick. I'm out here alone. I need my medication. No one's come to help me. He says, Cameron, you've had three people come to help you, yet your prejudices, your preconceived ideas of people have prevented you from accepting their help. And I said, Lord, but I've been praying on that, and I've been praying to you tonight for help. He says, yes, you have. But what you don't understand, Cameron, is you're in the church, yet you're not practicing my words, you're not obeying them. You're not to judge anyone unless you be judged. Whenever you do that, you block your blessings. He says, I've sent three people to help you, but the three people you didn't approve of, so here you are. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, God. Please, please give me a second chance. Don't take me. Save me. Let me go back and do this again. Please, I'm so sorry. I learned. I understand now. Just then, when he said that, all of a sudden, everything went dark again. And then he opened his eyes up wide, and he could see. He could see. There was a highway patrolman coming. Oh my God, he said aloud, thank you so much. And I promise I'll do better. I've learned my lesson. Just then, the officer reached him. He explained the situation to him. He told him he would take him. He would call for paramedic. He would call for a tow truck for his car. They got him in the paramedic. They took him to the hospital. He was given the medication he needed. His car was towed to a shop. He actually spent the night in a motel. The next day, he was able to retrieve his car, contact his parents, and let them know not to worry and that he was okay. He proceeded with his trip to his parents' house. When he got there, he explained everything to them. They gave him a big hug, and they said, Lord, the Lord has given you a second chance. He says, I know, and I will not let him down. Thank you, everybody. I hope you enjoyed my story and that you got the message that I'm trying to give you all. We're all in this world together. We have labels, we have titles, we have different nationalities. However, instead of looking at race, you should look at the fact we're all one race. That's the human race. And judge not, lest you be judged. Thank you, everybody, for joining me. Please have a great day. Remember, Jesus loves you. Even if you don't know him, he knows you, and he's just waiting for you to seek him out. Okay, everybody.